SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Despite stock market turmoil, President Trump is not budging on his decision to hike tariffs on U.S. trading partners.
Sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something.
Mr. Trump says it's a huge trade imbalance with other countries that needs fixing.
And we have such a horrible, we have been treated so badly by other countries because we had stupid leadership that allowed this to happen.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that after things calm down, Americans will see a positive impact from the president's tariff policies.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Rollins said the new global tariffs put in place by President Trump are meant to rebuild the American economy and boost U.S.-made goods. She said many countries immediately called the White House to make a deal with the U.S. Trump's tariffs are in response to the tariffs placed on the U.S. by other countries whose economies have flourished due to those tariffs.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. Also at SRNnews.com, parts of the South as well as the Midwest reeling in the midst of violent storms. Severe flooding has killed at least 18 people and property damage is widespread. In Louisville, National Weather Service forecaster Mark Jarvis says that Kentucky was hard hit.
This is simply, you had the right atmospheric conditions come together to produce extremely heavy rainfall and produce catastrophic flooding. It was well forecast in advance.
Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin has done it, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Ovechkin, now pro hockey's all-time leading goal scorer, career goal 895, scored in yesterday's loss to the Islanders. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 947 points. The NASDAQ is off 298. This is SRN News. A military chaplain wins a religious freedom battle.
Russell Truby was reprimanded by the Department of Veterans Affairs for delivering a Christian sermon at a hospital in Pennsylvania. But now the VA, under President Trump's direction, has rescinded the reprimand, announcing that chaplains are free to preach sermons with explicitly Christian content at VA facilities. New VA Secretary Doug Collins says his department will uphold the statutory and constitutional rights of military chaplains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who's a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being shown a black card by an official and disqualified from the remainder of that event. This is SRN News. A couple more states looking at ways to lighten the tax burden on their citizens. Correspondent Jason Walker explains.
Mississippi's governor has signed a bill that could phase out the income tax by 2040 if annual revenue growth benchmarks are met. And Kentucky has tweaked its law to make it easier to meet the revenue triggers needed to keep moving income tax down toward zero. Both states seek to join the likes of income tax-free states like Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. Jason Walker reporting.
You may remember him as TV's Dennis the Menace in the late 50s and early 1960s. There's word today of the death of Jay North. He played the young troublemaker in the CBS sitcom for four seasons from 1959 to 1963. He passed away yesterday at his home in Florida after a battle with colon cancer. Jay North was 73. More details, SRNnews.com.